The 113th Congress is the most diverse in our history. Women now make up 20% of the Senate, and for the first time, white men are a minority among House Democrats. Republicans have their first African-American senator in more than three decades. The House has its first Hindu member, its first female combat veterans, and the Senate has its first Buddhist and its first openly gay senator. These new members enter Congress at a time that saw several high-profile departing representatives lamenting an escalating partisan divide. There is a growing consensus that our inability to deal with a broad range of problems is largely attributable to the dysfunctional ways in which Congress operates. Most would agree that civility and a willingness to compromise are essential parts of politics, but the communication climate that has been cultivated in our political system tends towards a rhetoric of fiscal cliffs, stand-your-ground stalemates, and winner-take-all showdowns. Political incivility has its roots in a confluence of factors. Clearly, the political polarization between the two parties is part of the problem. In addition, the growth of cable news, internet blogs, and social networks has led to an abundance of information that makes us feel more informed, but has also contributed to its own kind of political and social tribalism, where we gravitate toward information that merely affirms what we already believe. The increasing role of independent political groups that spend prodigiously on political advertisements has added to the problem by fueling polarization, hyperbole, and incivility. Finally, it's important to acknowledge that politics is not entirely rational, and democracy has never been just about dialogue and deliberation. It is also about struggles over power, privilege, and status. For example, according to a recent New York Times CBS News poll, 85% of Americans believe the two parties should compromise some of their positions to break the partisan deadlock in Washington. But when it comes to specific policy disputes, few Americans want to meet halfway. Just 41% would compromise on the budget deficit. Only 34% would reach across the aisle on immigration. And a mere 33% would compromise their positions on health care reform. How can we expect our leaders to overcome the partisan divide when American citizens appear to have trouble living up to their own stated ideals? Whether or not an increasingly diverse Congress will be able to transform the partisan climate remains to be seen. With growing economic inequality, entrenched political parties, self-interested political groups, and a sensationalized media goading everyone on, it's hard to see how civility will increase anytime soon. A call for civility must recognize that the many interests that make up our diverse society will produce an endless series of confrontations over difficult moral issues and the distribution of resources. Political civility requires more than politeness and respectful listening. It also requires a realization that we must live together and compromise on some things where we differ in fundamental ways. It requires a view of our differences not as an obstacle to the policymaking process, but as a resource to responsible decision-making. For The Moral Is, I'm Diane Blair.